Hello Audio Boom, Graham here, Black 73 Cat, hope you're all well guys. It's Tuesday the 28th of October 2014 and the time is 6:22 in the PM, 18:22 hours it says on my large screen display in the front of my car, because yet again I am driving, but tonight I'm not driving to the supermarket as is usual for me on a Tuesday. My wife is off work this week, it being half term, and her being one of those teachery type people. So she has gone and done the supermarket shop this afternoon, or this early evening, this evensong, this tea time. I'm a little bit concerned at what she's actually bought, because as many of you will be aware, I am the kitcheny type person in our house. I do all of the cooking and things, and the kitchen is my domain, and hence why I do the shopping myself, because I like to know what I'm buying, because it's me that ultimately going to cook the stuff. So when my wife goes, it always fills me with a little bit of trepidation, because I just don't know what's going to come out of the bags. What's this clown doing? Sorry, somebody parked on a junction on the wrong side of the blinking road. What are you doing, you nana? So, what's happening then? I've got an ambulance up my chuff now. So I'll let that man go past. Cool, blimey, it's all going on tonight. Yes, right, back to it. Yes, I never know what's going to come out of the shopping bags, because she never seems to do the shopping like I do the shopping. Maybe it's because I've got better price. Anyway, let's shut up about shopping, because I'm not going shopping. Where am I going? I'm going on an adventure. Well, not really. I've got to go to two places. The first place I'm going is to B&Q, that wonderful orange and grey palace of all things DIY-ness. And I'm going to buy some paint and some paint applicating devices, because I've been given a little incentive to complete the gloss painting in the hallway, the hall, stairs and landing, HSL, because some of you may remember quite a few weeks ago now, probably about 6 or 8 weeks ago, I started gloss painting in the hall and I got bored. It started getting really tedious, so I sort of left it half finished and did a little bit more a couple of weeks later, and I've just basically found any possible excuse I can to not do it. until now, because with the arrival of my shiny new Xbox One console, more on that in a moment, my wife has sort of vented her frustration at the fact that yet again one of my DIY challenges has been left and has only half finished, which is the norm for me in DIY. I tend to sort of drag my heels a bit. I could be on a program with a man called Nick Knowles, only I don't try and build kitchens and stuff, I just do bits of painting. So yeah, she basically said, I'm really sick of seeing this hallway in such a dire state with masking tape strewn all over the place, and I'm really sick of this pile of dust sheets, paint cans, brushes and other painting, decorating-y type accoutrements filling up her office, and she wants them out of her office, and she wants the hall finished and the walls painted and everything else. So she's given me an incentive. She has said that if I do this task and I complete it before the end of half-term week, I will get a bonus. Ooh, a bonus of an extra game for my shiny new Xbox One. Well, it's amazing what a dangled carrot can do. So yes, I've done a load of gloss painting today. Almost finished the hall and stairs. I've got the landing banister, you know, the gallery banister thing to do now, which is going to drive me insane because I hate painting mule posts, but I've got that to do tomorrow, and then skirtings and door frames up on the landing, and then I'm done, and just the walls to paint, and I'm off to buy some paint to do those walls right now. I think we have chosen a colour of something mulberry crush or something, and dusky stone or something garbage like that. I don't know, that's a girly thing, but she has given me instructions on which paints to buy, and then I just need to go and source the paints and the applicating devices to put the paint on the walls with. I've got one of those paint pod things, you know, the Dulux mechanised thing. Oh my goodness me, there's somebody overtaking on a bend now, in the rain, in the dark. Oh my word. And that was a very nearly a head-on. Oh my goodness me. Wow, it's all happening tonight. Yes, I've got one of those Dulux paint pod things. But you know what? I've had it for years and I never get on with it. I don't really see what benefit it does. It brings. It makes a horrible noise. It doesn't seem to put the paint on evenly. It just sort of, I find myself rolling and rolling and rolling, the same as I would with a normal roller. It doesn't really clean itself all that well. It just, it flushes water back through the hose and the thing. If anybody doesn't know, it's one of these things where you put like a big pot of paint into a box, and the box has got motors and pumps and stuff in, and it pumps the paint down a hose pipe to this kind of rollery type gadget, and supposedly drip feeds the paint onto the roller, so you don't have to keep dipping it back into your tray of paint. But it doesn't really work all that well. I know some people who say they're fantastic, but no, not for me. I use it because I've got it, but I don't really find it any easier. So anyway, for the hall stairs and landing, I've got to reach over a massive big cavernous space across the stairwell. So I see why these people are overtaking now, because there's a car in front of me now doing 30 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone, which is great. So I'm just going to use a normal roller with an extended handle, and I haven't got an extended handle, and the old normal roller that I've got hasn't been used for that many years. It's probably old and kaput, so I'm going to buy a shiny new one. Say this is a shiny new one, I won't spend much pennies on it, because it's probably going to get used once and chucked in the bin. So there you go. Anyway, that's enough of my woes. So I'm going to buy some paint from B&Q, and then once I've done that, I am then on a journey to near to a place called Alfreton, which is near Junction 28 on the M1. And I'm going there to sell my PlayStation 2, and that brings sorrow to me and tears to my eyes. This car is now doing 28 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone. There's a huge queue of traffic building up. It's no wonder people risk their lives to get past these blinking blithering idiots, is it? Yes, I'm going to sell my PS2, which I'm really gutted about. PlayStation 2 with 65 games. 65 games. PlayStation 2 games. That's amazing. I have got more. I have got about in the region of 70, but a few of them have gone onto eBay for individual sale because they are rare games. They are worth money, more than the sort of £1 or £2 that the other ones are worth. So, they've gone on eBay. I've sold a couple of them already. Some really, really cherished ones as well that I've loved playing in the past that really have, you know, sort of got fond memories of. And it's a shame to part with them, but they need to go because they're just sitting in my garage, gathering dust, doing nothing. So therefore, it makes more sense to sell them and put the money to better use, which is for my shiny new Xbox One and new gamage. That's where I'm off to next. And the lady has also agreed to pay me £10, 10 English pounds, to deliver it to her. Which isn't a bad deal. It's a fair trek from where I actually live to where she lives. But I'm actually going to B&Q, which is sort of more than halfway there, to be quite honest. Really, a tenner to drive over there is fine by me. It'll pay for more gamage. So, yes, all happy stuff. So, anyway, gaming. On the subject of gaming, I will sort of apologise here, and in the coming weeks, possibly months, I'm likely to talk about video games fairly regularly because it's back in my life again, and it's something that I'm passionate about, just the same as I talk about hill walking and wild camping and things like that that I'm passionate about as well. And for the most part, I will try and keep that to a minimum, and I'll try and keep it to as broad a coverage as possible without getting too sort of geeky and too in-depth about individual games and things like that. And there's a reason for that. And the reason I feel that I need to talk about this is because I wanted to talk about my console in more detail, about the more sort of detailed aspects of the console, and I also wanted to talk about the more detailed aspects of the game Destiny, which I've been playing, which I'm pretty sure I've mentioned, and certainly Rogers has done an audio boo about Destiny. Now, the thing is, when I thought I wanted to sort of have a bit of a boo about it, but I thought, well, the only person that's really interested in gaming within this sort of audio boo community of ours is Rog. So I thought, well, I'll just send Rog a direct message. So I did, and it felt good to kind of relax and not think about. Not have to think about what I was saying and sort of explain it. You know, sometimes I feel the need to kind of say, oh, you know, if anybody doesn't realise what I'm talking about here, this is what it means, sort of thing. Whereas, because I'm talking to Rog and he's a gamer, not a hardcore gamer though, and I've pinched this term from Rog, he's an enthusiast gamer. So I'm stealing that too. Enthusiast gamer. That's better than hardcore, because that doesn't necessarily imply that I'm good. And I'm certainly not good. So enthusiast gamer is the way to go. So Rog being a fellow enthusiast gamer, I don't need to explain stuff to him. I can just speak freely and go into sort of geeky, techy detail and stuff about lighting techniques and all and sort of things like that, and game idiosyncrasies and things. And I can just talk freely. Well, it felt really good. It was great to get that off my chest, you know. And Rog replied and said, oh, it's very interesting that you felt the need to do this as a private direct message and not as a public audio boo. Does that say something about the audio boo community that we can't talk about things that we are interested in? And he quite rightly said, you know, you all talk about hill walking and wild camping and stuff, and nobody seems to mind talking about that. And he has a point. He does have a very, very valid point. My thoughts on that, the reason that I didn't do a direct message, I sent him a direct message, was firstly, like I say, so I can relax and talk freely without having to sort of explain or clarify any points, because Rog will almost certainly understand what I'm talking about. Excuse me, just having a drink. But also because the audio book community is a very broad church, and I like that. I cherish that, the fact that I can listen to and talk to people sort of from all different sort of areas of society and with all different life experiences and this kind of thing. And I really, really like that. It's one of the big things that attracts me to audiobook. At the same time, I think that generality is that a word? Is what makes the community thrive. And I think if people start talking about specific things that are very sort of niche, perhaps not niche in the broad world, but certainly niche in our community, and talking about them in too much detail, it then no longer becomes pleasing to engage with. And I will happily talk about the sort of the psychology of video games, or the broader sort of view of video games, you know, where about kids and age-restricted games and all that kind of thing, and new consoles and sort of brief overviews of things like that. But when you start drilling down into the minutiae of those things, then it's no longer engaging for anybody who isn't in that world. Does that make any sense? I suppose I'm trying to think of an example now I can't think of anything. Whereas the hill walking stuff and the camping stuff, I know for a fact that there are half a dozen, maybe more people within our little corner of the community who share that interest, and there are others who perhaps don't necessarily sort of partake in those particular pursuits, but are perhaps interested from a different point of view. You know, they like to hear about those kind of things. So I feel quite comfortable talking about that. But again, I wouldn't do something like a product review on a tent or something without sort of flagging it up. You know, this is a product review. Maybe if I was going to embed it into my own blog, which incidentally I do need to update, because I think I've still got a half-written blog article that I really need to get on and do. But yes, oh dear me, half-finished stuff. It's not necessarily because I don't feel comfortable talking about video games to the general audio boo community, but I just don't think that it's a worthwhile pursuit when it's not really going to be of interest to more than one, perhaps two people within that group. Am I wrong here? You know, in all honesty, for example, would Claire Randall, would you like to listen to me talking about the in-depth, you know, sort of aspects of a game? Would you like to hear me doing a game review here on Audioboo about, you know, the one of the latest Xbox One titles, talking about, you know, how you level up your weapons and what the characters are and the different roles within the game and things like that? I'm sure you wouldn't. Oh, I could be assuming, but... you know, and I just picked Claire as an example. I'm sure Mac wouldn't be interested either. I'm sure lots of people would have no interest at all in me talking about things like that. So therefore, I don't really feel comfortable doing it unless I do it for a specific purpose. You know, when it's really going to just cause a large proportion of the community just to like skip through my audio boo. And surely blogging, as much as I like it for the cathartic nature of it, and I do like the fact that I can just switch my mic on and speak, as much as it is about that catharsis, it's also about engaging with the audience. And however which way you put it, there's no point in talking to yourself. Although, you know, sometimes that in itself is great. But if my audience... it sounds like I've got ideas above my station, but you guys know what I mean. If the other guys within the community aren't interested, then, you know, you're not going to listen. And if you're not listening, then there's no point me doing it. Which is where I sort of failed on Audio Boo when I first did it a few years ago. But, yeah, I'm not ashamed. I'm just sensitive and considerate. Considerate to other people's listening desires. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So there you go. So, yes. So, anyway. I'm quite happy to talk about stuff, but I'll just sort of keep a lid on the more in-depthy type stuff. Having said that, tonight I will be probably, almost certainly... placing my first gaming pre-order in, ooh, goodness me, 18 months, something like that, maybe a little bit longer even. Just trying to think when the like, oh, I've got hiccups again. It's every time I start talking. Oh my goodness, I'll have another drink of water, sorry. Yes, my first gaming pre-order in over 18 months. I'm trying to think what the last one was that I actually pre-ordered. Probably Grand Theft Auto, I think. GTA 5, I had that pre-ordered. I'm pretty sure that was the last one that I did on pre-order. But yes, anyway, so yeah, pre-order as Phil, Daylight Gambler, said the other week. I think he said he pre-ordered the new Civilization game. You usually get a few bonuses or whatever for placing your order before the game's actually released. And there's a game being released on Friday called Sunset Overdrive, which is, I believe it's an Xbox One exclusive. And it looks amazing. It's a sort of zombie killer type thing. But it's the way that it's set looks really brilliant. It's done with all sort of... how can I describe it? It's not cel shading, I don't think. It's very... I mean, it might be cel shading. Sort of very cartoony style graphics, which I really, really like. I love games like that. Borderlands, for example, was great. Great cel shading graphics. I love it. But the Sunset Overdrive looks really cool. It's all about sort of essentially the plot is an energy drink has got contaminated and people have got addicted to this energy drink and then it's turned them all into zombies, I think, and monsters and things. And you have to go around the city and vanquish your foes. And to do that, you can run across tops of buildings and slide along telegraph wires and all that kind of stuff. And all kinds of snazzy, multicoloured weapons and things. And it's a big open world thing. It looks great for exploring and doing missions and stuff. And it just looks fantastic. So, excuse me. I'm going to take a punt and get that on a pre-order for digital download. It'll be my first purchased digital download game for Xbox One. Which is slightly concerning because it means if it's pants and I'm stuck with it, then I can't sell it on, I can't trade it in. Which kind of is what puts me off digital games altogether. But and also the fact that on my Xbox 360, I've got loads of digital downloads. No really, really expensive ones. More sort of stuff that I bought through the Xbox Live Arcade. So nothing for more than really sort of £10 or £12. But I've got that many of them on there. There's sort of, you know, I can't sell the console because I've got no other way of playing them, you know. Although I still hold the licenses, so in theory I can get them back at any time I want. But, the digital thing is quite sort of final. Once you've paid your money, that's it. You can't sell the game on second hand anymore, which is kind of worrying. But Sunset Overdrive does look very, very good. So I think I'm going to drop a pre-order for that tonight, and that comes out on Friday. And then the other game that I want, which I've already mentioned, is Diablo 3, or Diablo Ultimate Evil Edition, as it's called, on Xbox One. Which I can get on a rental, because I've now got a rental package from Boomerang Games. I can get it on a rental for now, until the rest of my kit sells, or till I get my bonus game from my good lady wife. Assuming that I complete my painting task, which I shall be able to do, hopefully. So yes, there we go. Anyway, I'm just arriving at the big grey and orange palace of all things DIY-ness, and I've probably bored you people for long enough, because I have been talking since I left my house. That is an awfully long time to be waffling about stuff. So I think I better shut up and go in there, buy some paint and other painting accoutrements. Let's just see how long I've been gassing for. Quite a long time, I think. 21 minutes. Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Right. I shall speak to you all later, you lovely people. Thank you once again for listening to me. I hope you're really, really well and happy. As you probably noticed, now that I've got my gaming mojo back and I'm back gaming, my cheer has been upped. I'm feeling a lot happier. Gaming's amazing, man. I'm not the only person who has found relief from stress and depression and that kind of thing through video gaming. I know a lot of people who have said the same thing, and it's really put a smile back on my face. I'm feeling a lot better. There are other things, you know. Obviously, I've got my wife at home at the minute, and that's a good thing. Although I'm not seeing much of her because she's taking the kids out so I can do painting, which is awesome. But but no, I'm just feeling a hell of a lot better. I really am. And it's a lot of it is down to being back gaming again and just having that laugh, you know. I'm having such good fun with the guys on Destiny because I am rubbish, you know. And the thing is, everybody knows I'm rubbish. And it's just the norm for everybody to take the mickey out of me. And oh, the number of times I've like walked up to a ledge and someone's gone, oh, if you just jump down here, Graham, there's a treasure chest down here. And I go, okay, then I just jump over the fence and I fall to my death, which, you know, promotes much hilarity amongst the crowd, which is, it's all good, and it's just great to be back doing that again, and it certainly has helped me. So anyway, I'm going to go and do this. I'm going to go and part with my beloved PlayStation 2, which is really going to make me sad. I really don't want to let it go, but it's going to a better place and it will get used, and I am using the money appropriately for other things, so all is good. Right then, people, thank you very much. I will speak to you all very, very soon, hope you're all feeling as good and as happy as I am. Cheers, folks. Take care now. Speak to you a bit. Bye bye.